I decided to recite in this in the first and the second rak'ah from Surah Al-Isra. وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. They said that taking care of our parents, it's a deen and deen. Deen will lead us to Jannah, inshallah. Say inshallah. And deen, we will receive it back from our kids. So however we treat our parents, we will receive the same treatment from our kids. This is 1 + 1 = 2. There is no way for someone who was harsh and kind to his parents to receive the goodness in his life. And they said, there is no way for the righteous person who was good toward his parents to have the bad ending in his life. Husnul khatima for the person who was so nice and good to his parents. والدليل من القرآن, the proof from the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Before I take you to Surah Al-Ahqaf, in Surah Al-Isra, there are 5 orders. When I was thinking about them, ya ikhwah, wallahi, I found something, I want to share it with you. They said about the tongue, taste your words before you say them. Before you say the words to anybody, make sure that they're sweet. And put yourself in the other side. Now imagine when you're talking to your own parents. If you're harsh, if you disrespect them with your words, this could lead someone to Jahannam wal-iyadu billah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, when they are old, our parents, one of them or both, don't say the word uff. So look at the connection between treating our parents and our tongues and our words. The first order, don't say uff. If your parents are old and they keep saying and repeating something to you, don't say uff. If your parents are requesting and asking you to do something and you don't like this, don't say uff. وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا. Don't be harsh and break their hearts. The old man and woman, their feeling is different than the young person. So, and they expect from us a lot of good things. Make sure when you talk to them to avoid any harsh word which could break their hearts. So don't say off. Don't scream and talk to them in a harsh way. So this is also related to the tongue. And the third one, I need your help. وَقُلْ لَهُمَا, say to them, honor them with your words. وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. How can I, you know, honor my parents with my words? You are the best mother. You are the best father in the world. These words means a lot to our parents, especially when they are old. When they see us as spouses, dealing with each other with full of love, when they see their kids loving their grandfather, their grandsons, showing them so much of love, they expect from us the same thing. Wallahi ya ikhwah, I feel that there is no barakah in a house where is no respect and honor for the old man or woman there. البيت الذي لا يحترم ويكرم فيه الأم والأب منزوع البركة. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put the barakah in our homes. وقل لهما قولا كريما وَخْفِضْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الذُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ. Humble yourself when you deal with your parents. Don't say to them you're old-fashioned. You don't know what's going on. You don't know how to deal with this or that. And remember that your brain, your flesh, your bones, your body came through them. So they are the mean for us to be in this dunya. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, he said, there are 3 ayat in Quran. They're combined with, you know, 2 words. وَأَطِيعُ اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُ الرَّسُولُ. Obey Allah and His Messenger. If someone says, I believe in Quran and I don't believe in Sunnah, this person is not a believer. وَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُ الزَّكَاةَ. You know, perfect your salah and pay the zakah. If someone says, I will pray the 5 salat, but I don't care about the zakah, this person, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us all. And the third one, أَنِشْكُرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيْكَ. Be grateful to Allah and to your parents. Ibn Abbas said, if you're grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you cannot be grateful to Allah unless if you're grateful to your parents. That's why علاقتنا بالله لا تستقيم حتى تستقيم علاقتنا مع عباد الله. Our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cannot be perfect until we fix our relationship with the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the people around us, especially our parents. How can I come to pray in the masjid with jama'ah and I let my father crying at home, or I disrespect my mother? And my advice for the sisters and for the brothers, try to help each other to be good to your parents. Try to show your love and your respect for your parents, Allah. Wallahi ya ikhwah, yani the media made a lot of minds to disrespect the Quran and the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam through something is not true. Your parents in law, they should be in your life like your own parents. It should be done this way. And every brother here should help his wife to be kind and to be connected to her family. Wallahi ya ikhwah, before I move to here, a sister was talking to the Imam. She said, I've been about 3 years. My husband is not allowing me to call my parents. Not in Eid, not in Ramadan, not in Jum'ah, not even a phone call, not to visit. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all. And the fifth order from the ayah of the Quran, وَقُلْ رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا. Also it's related to our tongues. وَقُلْ رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. Make dua for your parents. And my nasiha, always I remind myself and all of you, in our sujood, let's make it habit in our life. After we say the tasbih, we could say, يَا مُقَلِّبَ الْقُلُوبِ ثَبِّتْ قَلْبِي عَلَى دِينَكَ. It's a beautiful dua to ask Allah to keep our hearts in His way. And رَبِّ اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ. Can you say it after me, shabab? رَبِّ اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. It's a beautiful dua. So let me take you to Surah Al-Ahqaf and I will finish inshallah ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ. And the wasiyah of treating our parents or the parents in general, it's not only for the believers. It's for every human. Even the non-Muslims, they should respect their parents. What about us as believers? We should try our best because they are our keys to Jannah. Al-walidu awsat abwab al-jannah kama qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us, especially when we reach the age of 40. حتى إذا بلغ أشده وبلغ 40 سنة. You know, at the beginning of our life, when we came to the dunya, when we were in the wombs of our mothers, we don't remember anything. When we came to this life, it was a moment of death for our mothers. We don't remember that. So Allah is telling us, حملته أمه كرها ووضعته كرها وحمله وفصاله 30 شهرا. Then Allah is telling us, حتى إذا بلغ أشده وبلغ 40 سنة. Why 40 years old? Most of the brothers and the sisters who reach the age of 40, they have kids. May Allah bless all of our kids. May Allah protect their iman and their deen. So as when you go home and you feel so happy receiving your kids, you know, hugging them, enjoying your time with them, don't forget that old mother who is waiting for you in her room. Don't forget your father who is waiting for you in his, you know, place. Don't let your parents to end their lives outside of your home if you have the ability to keep them in your home. Listen to this, ya shabab. Wallahi ya ikhwah. When you go to visit the elder homes and you see the tears and the wishes of the brothers over there and the sisters, I wish to see my grandsons. I wish to spend some time with my kids, but they don't have that in their life. But I wish that nobody from this gathering will treat his parents this way, inshallah ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us about the beautiful dua. Rabbi awzi'ni an ashkura ni'mataka allati an'amta alayya wa ala waliday. Inshallah ta'ala, we all memorize this ayah. Try to add it to your dua. Ayah number 15 in Surah Al-Ahqaf. What is the result of that? قال سبحانه وتعالى أولئك الذين نتقبل عنهم أحسن ما عملوا. Imagine yourself standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and وَوُضِعَ الْكِتَابَ, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described, that the book will be, you know, put in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The disbelievers will be shocked, and the believers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ نَتَقَبَّلُ عَنْهُمْ أَحْسَنَ مَا عَمِلُوا. Allah will accept from us, inshallah. قُلُوا inshallah. Allah will accept from us the best of our good deeds. What about the bad deeds? قَالَ سُبْحَانَهُ وَنَتَجَاوَزُ عَنْ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ. We will forgive them their sins, inshallah ta'ala. فِي أَصْحَابِ الْجَنَّةِ. And they will be from the people of Jannah. وَعْدَ الصِّدْقِ. This is the promise of who? Allah. الَّذِي كَانُوا يُعَدُونَ. And I would like to end with this story. Anybody here does not have his mother in his life, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have his mercy on her. And also your father, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on them. Innahu waliyyu dhalika wal qadiru alayh. A person had a problem with his mother. Then he decided to disconnect himself from her. She was back home in another country, and he was in another country. So he decided not to visit or to call for 3 years. After 3 years, maybe he attended something like this and he heard about the right of parents. So he decided to surprise his mother. He got the ticket, traveled all the way home. As soon as he, you know, was next to the house, his neighbors came to him and they said, "Brother, we're sorry. Your mother already passed away." Imagine the heart of the mother who is disconnected from her son for 3 years, the hope, the wishes of that mother to see her son coming to visit her, to see her son sit next to her. Then he said, "I entered the house and I looked my mother's stuff." You know, the sijada of the old mothers, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless them and protect them. You know, the misbaha, and you know, some other stuff they, you know, we used to see whenever we see our mothers. He said, "I entered the room, then I went to my room and I saw my stuff organized as if my mother was waiting for me to come. And she left a piece of paper. She said, 'My son, I was waiting for you. I wish for you the best. And I want you to know that I am pleased on you. At the end, please forgive me.'" May Allah forgive us and our parents. نسأل الله أن يغفر لنا ولوالدينا. اللهم أوزعنا أن نشكر نعمتك التي أنعمت علينا وعلى والدينا، وأن نعمل صالحا ترضاه، وأصلح لنا في ذرياتنا، إنا تبنا إليك وإنا من المسلمين. اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا وللمؤمنين والمؤمنات. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. إن شاء الله تعالى سنة فيها الطاعة والعبادة والخير والبركة. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. جزاكم الله خير، بارك الله فيكم.
إن المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات والقانتين والقانتات والصادقين والصادقات والصابرين والصابرات والخاشعين والخاشعات والخاشعين والخاشعات والمتصدقين والمتصدقات والصائمين والصائمات والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات أعد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما.